Welcome back to another fabulous episode of Tea for Tea. I am, of course, your co-host, Owen.
I'm also your other co-host, Carter.
And today we have two very special guests. We have...
Molly Wimmer.
Jenna Love.
We're very, very excited to share with you these most spectacular seniors on this wonderful podcast. So first up, can you two tell us how you got into theater?
Well, I guess I just... my sophomore year, I was... it's actually my junior year last year. I was like, okay, so they're putting on a musical, and I love singing, but I've never done acting, so I guess I'll try this out. It's basically how it was. Like, I've never been in anything theater-related until last year, so...
I started with the beginning of the program my sophomore year. I started my sophomore year. The program was just starting, so there wasn't really anybody in it. And I just saw a flyer, and I was like, I love to act, I love to sing, why not do theater?
Very nice, very nice. So can you tell us all the shows you've done for West Elm, both of you?
I've been in the Addams Family musical and Percy Jackson musical.
I've been in Radium Girls, Zombie Prom, Almost Maine, Addams Family, Outsiders, and Percy Jackson.
Okay, so you've got a couple under your belt. What's your favorite show that you've done?
Addams Family.
I would say Percy Jackson.
All right. What's your guys' role in Percy Jackson?
I'm Sally Jackson.
I'm Annabeth Chase.
Can you tell us a little bit about your characters?
Yeah.
So I really like Annabeth because I feel like she's a lot like me. Like, I feel like it's kind of just like I'm acting like myself a lot of the time. So she's just really witty and energetic and sarcastic at times. And she gets to, like, hit some of the characters, and I hit my brother, so it's like, it's kind of like I'm just hitting my brother, so it's kind of fun. But pretty much is like that. But I just love playing her. It's a lot different than Wednesday Addams, because she was kind of like the opposite of me, but that was fun to play too.
Sally is Percy's mom, and this is the second time I've played Malachi's mom in a musical.
Nice.
Pretty nice.
It's true, I didn't even think about that. Oh my god!
Second time he's my husband too.
Second musical in a row.
Second musical in a row that I have Malachi as my son, Owen as my husband. So it's kind of, but Sally, she's very protective. She's very sweet and nurturing, and I think that she would literally go to the underworld for her son, and I respect that. And I hope that that's the kind of mom I am one day.
So you two have both been in choir, right?
Yes.
How has that impacted your theater journey?
That's a good question. So being in choir, we get to perform in front of audiences and, like, sing solos, and that just kind of helps with, like, stage fright and, like, because in a musical you have to sing in front of a lot more people and, like, act at the same time. So just being comfortable with, like, singing just a short solo, like, adds up to being able to sing, like, a whole song in front of everyone. And it really has, like, helped my voice grow so much. Like, having my mom help me through the years, like, has really helped. And it's built my confidence, too.
I agree. I also wouldn't know how to harmonize if it wasn't for choir. So
yeah, that's a good point.
I feel like band helps, too.
Yeah.
Band kids. We learned how to read music, and now that helps with musicals.
So if you two were demigods, who would your godly parents be?
Oh, I thought about this a lot the last week, more than I probably should have. And I still...
Really?
I don't know. A little list of them. What do you think, Jenna?
I feel like mine would be Athena. Just
Athena?
I feel like, yes, and that is Annabeth's mom, but, like, I feel like this just fits.
I feel like mine would be Aphrodite.
What is that, the god
love,
of love or
right?
something?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of an
I was trying to think of,
this.
Like, the campfire song in my head.
We go through all the parents.
Yeah.
Well, all of them except for some of them.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe it's Dionysus, because he is, like, the dad of drama, and I am a theater kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That was Owen's favorite.
That is true. That is true.
Podcast one.
Podcast number one. We've asked this question every podcast. We didn't forget last time at all.
That's right. We did not.
We would never, ever forget last time.
Molly, so you're the president of the theater department. What's that like?
It involves a lot of, you know, representation. And I think that being president, the most important part of being president is taking everyone's feelings in consideration and also being a voice for the club, because the club has grown so massively over the years. Mm-hmm. I think that this is really the first year that we've needed, like, different grades to have representation, and just the club as a general whole. Like, as president, I've gone to, like, board meetings for trips, and I have helped, you know, make fundraisers and, you know, just kind of be, like, the face of the drama program.
Absolutely.
You're also the assistant director, right? What's that like?
Being assistant director is really fun. I've helped clean up, like, scenes and blocking, and I think that's my favorite part. And also, obviously, helping with acting. Like, I've given tips and try to, like, share my wisdom throughout the years with others.
Yeah, Molly's really good at that. She's a good little
thank you.
Teacher in that.
All right. Who inspired you guys to do theater?
I guess I've never thought about that, but I think the first person that comes to mind is actually Molly, because she's been my friend through these years, and she's always told me about her, like, how much she enjoys it. So I think she was a person that was, like, kind of my, like, okay, I can try this, and then Molly can help me out throughout the thing, throughout theater. So having someone to rely on was Molly's.
Like I said, I kind of joined theater whenever there wasn't really anybody in theater. But yeah. I think people who, like, have inspired me in the beginning to, like, grow as an actor and as someone in theater was probably Elena Sherman and Danica Coulter.
What would you two say is some, like, one of the greatest challenges you've faced so far in this process?
I would say a challenge is comparison, like, comparing yourself to other actors, especially, like, last year, like, being double casted.
Oh,
yeah. That was so hard because it was a constant comparison. And, like, feeling like, oh, no, what if people, like, don't like me as much? Or what if I'm, like, not doing, like, a good job? Like, the constant fear in your mind. That was me, like, all of last, like, the musical last year.
Because all three of us were double casted. You were double casted too, Carter.
Yeah, I was double casted with Malachi. And I don't know why we didn't talk about that when he was on our podcast.
That would have been a good, that would have been a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Maybe we can, like, I'll pretend to be Malachi. We can edit in a segment.
Okay. Well, it's already edited and posted,
I'm pretty
sure
it's out.
Yeah.
Director's cut.
Wow, don't even know your own, like, release dates.
Well, my bad.
Wait, what was the original question? I'm sorry.
What has been your biggest challenge in theater that you've had to overcome?
I feel like going up on stage a lot, like, with comparison, like, comparing yourself to others, I feel like questioning your self-worth and whether or not you deserve to have the character you have, especially when you play, like, a lead or a supporting role. I think just struggling, like, mentally with your self-worth is, like, a big thing that I've had throughout the years.
How would you say you've overcome this challenge?
I'm still working on it. I don't know. I just try to remind myself that I got the role for a reason. And, you know, I've gone through it before, and I can do it again.
Especially with, like, the double casting from the Addams Family, it was like, I don't know, I thought about it as, like, did I not do as good in auditions? Did I not give it all? But honestly, sharing it with Malachi was probably the best thing as, like, my first musical, because I only had to do two shows. So, like, I don't know. But it almost felt like a competition.
It did.
Between me and Malachi. We kind of, like, turned it into a competition. But I don't know.
See, I hated the fact that we only got two shows. I wanted to be on stage all four nights.
I did, too, after the first show. The first show, I was freaking out, dude. I was backstage jumping in the air. My hands were shaking uncontrollably.
I feel like that feeling never goes away through any show, though. I feel like that every single time we open. Mm-hmm. And honestly, just any show in general. Like, every time we perform, I'm just like, even Stone Soup.
Dude, Stone Soup. Even the host, dude, that, like, freaked me out.
What was your name again? Merv?
Marv Batowski.
Marv Batowski.
Marv, short
for
Marvin.
How could you not remember Marv?
Yeah.
My bad.
Big old Afro Marv.
Big old Afro. Not fake Afro, by the way.
No,
it was real. You grew out an Afro for that.
I did. And then I shaved it.
Yeah, it's called commitment.
And dyed my hair.
So, Molly, what was your Stone Soup experience?
I directed the little lion who didn't brush his teeth, which was Kylan New. She was my little lion. I had a project last year in theater where I had to direct my own play for a final. And so it wasn't, like, my first time going into directing on my own, but it definitely was my favorite, and I really enjoyed it. I had to, like, make all the props, and you don't really have a production team for Sim Soup, so you kind of just, like, are on your own and, like, with your little cast. And I really enjoyed it. It reminded me, like, why I want to be a theater teacher.
Have either of you read the Percy Jackson book series?
I haven't.
I started reading the first book in, like, fourth grade.
Oh, yeah.
So I've read a little bit of it, but not much. I've watched the show.
Yeah, the show. I've seen the show.
What did you think
okay.
of the show?
Okay, then I can flip this question or kind of turn it. Yeah, answer. Answer Owens.
What'd you say?
What did you think of the show?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it helped me kind of get to know who my character is. And there's a scene where she's, like, listening to Olivia Rodrigo in the rain. Like, that's so real. And so it just kind of helped me, like, connect to who she is, because I feel like mom characters, we kind of get lost in the idea that they're just a mom. But they're more than just a mom. They're a person, too. They were a person before they were a mom, you know? And so you kind of got to think about who she is outside of just being Percy Jackson's mom. And I think the show kind of helped me.
I really enjoyed the show as well. And I thought it was really interesting how, like, close it is to the musical. I was mm-hmm. like, this is crazy. It's like the same, like,
I thought about plot. That, too.
Yeah. And I thought, is it not? You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, no, there's some extra stuff.
Okay.
That's my next question.
I'll be honest. I didn't see the entire show. I saw, like, the beginning and the end. So, I mean, I got most of it. But
how did you feel about watching Luke as a character? Flip this question on you. Have you not watched the show?
I watched, like, the last 15 minutes of the last episode where he becomes the bad guy. And that's about it. I watched the movie, though. How similar would you say that the TV show is to the musical?
I'd say it's pretty similar. I mean, of course, they have scenes that, like, aren't in the musical, because there's no way you could fit the entire show in a musical. Right. But I think the plot is... But also, it's like, we as actors are going to bring our own things to the character, so it can't really be, like, too awful similar, because it's not the same person playing. So it's like, we bring our own elements to the musical that the show misses. Or, like, the show has elements that we don't have because it's different actors playing different characters.
So what would you say the, like, the similarities are? Like, just off the top of your head.
I went on a rant. Anyway.
No, you answered my question. Oh, this okay. is, like, another question that's, like, supporting.
What the similarities are?
Yeah, like, off the top of your head, like, what are some scenes that you, like, can... This is in the TV show, but it also reminded me of the musical.
I think the Minotaur scene.
The Minotaur scene,
that was,
yeah.
That was good.
That's kind of how I imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the character of Gabe was, like, how I, like, imagined it.
And Grover.
And Grover, yeah. And Clarice. Mm-hmm. That's how, like, I imagine. So I guess, like, the Capture the Flag scene. Like, with the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. What makes Percy Jackson a unique musical? To, like, the Addams Family or Zombie Prom?
I think, honestly, some of, like, the costumes. It's kind of, like, it's not, like, super... It's kind of, like, what we'd wear normally, in a way.
Yeah, because, like, Zombie Prom was set in the 1950s, and Addams Family wasn't, but the Beinekes were, so it still gave that essence of, like, the 1950s, and I think with this show, we break away from a lot of time period pieces that we've done. I think the only show that we have done that isn't a time period piece is Almost Maine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Radium Girls was, Zombie Prom was, Addams Family kind of was, Outsiders was. We've been very, like, 1950s kind of.
Yeah. 1950s and 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're throwing it back to 2005.
But also, yeah. I think what makes Percy Jackson so different is, like, each ensemble character is always important and has their own story. But I think with Percy Jackson, it's kind of easy. Like, with the cabins, you can kind of really make your own character. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Very good answer, Molly.
Thank you.
Jenna, what's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, okay. Beauty and the Beast.
What about you, Molly?
Good one.
That is a good one.
I don't know. I have a lot. I like Hercules. And I also
That's
like...
That's also a good one.
The Little Mermaid is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
They had way better answers than Malachi and Raynan.
What'd they say?
I don't even remember. Cars. That was mine, you jerk.
Anastasia isn't a Disney movie, but in my head it should be. It's so good.
Anastasia? What's that?
If you never watched that. It's like about the missing Russian princess. It's a good soundtrack. Hmm. It's also a musical.
I have not even heard of
that. It's not a Disney movie. I thought it was for the longest time, but it's not a Disney movie.
I remember who made it, but I
don't think it was DreamWorks.
I don't think it was either. I don't know who it was.
Wait, Oh, wait, I was going to say Shrek, but that's DreamWorks.
Shrek's a banger, though.
Not a bad answer. Not a bad answer.
The second one is playing back in theaters April 12th.
Shrek's second.
We'll be opening, so we can't watch it, but maybe we can skip school and go see it. I mean, not skip school. We're all sick.
What's it like learning the dancing and, like, the choreography?
Well,
I don't get to dance much. I'm kind of salty about it.
Okay, then go back to the Addams Family.
Did you dance in
as an ancestor, I did.
Okay. Everyone danced in the Addams Family except That's for true. Me.
Oh.
No, crazier than you. You're little.
Yeah, you're little. Right. I'm crazier than you. That's always burned in my brain. Like, every rehearsal that we had to dance, I just see Owen in my head.
Just his little arms up.
What was your question? What were we talking about? Oh, dancing.
The
yeah.
dance choreography in the Addams Family. Or just in general. It doesn't really
dancing,
have to
like
be.
With theater.
Yeah.
Not just in theater. I'm not the best dancer, but I enjoy doing it, and I think it is very fun, and I enjoy learning choreography. I kind of get sad when I can't be in the dance numbers. So I really like it, and I think it comes with its challenges, but, like, the reward of being like, look what I can do, and, like, you'll pull that stuff out randomly. Like, me and Danica do it all the time when we're not in theater, just as, like, a little, like, party trick. Stuff from, like, Zombie Prom.
Oh, yeah. I would say I'm probably one of the worst dancers in the theater department.
That is not true.
<I've> never,
That's not true.
I'm really
Owen
not.
Exists.
Okay, Owen. But,
dang.
Yeah. Last year, Carter and I had to do the tango, and that was very hard.
It was so hard. I don't think we got it until, like,
a few days before opening night.
Yeah, like, opening night was on Friday, and I think we just finished it Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Scary.
We, like, would get out of class and work in the gym, like, because we had yeah. like we had to figure it out.
Dude, we would, like, get called out of, like, multiple periods.
Yeah.
Like, I think the last 2 weeks before the show, I missed second period, third period, the end of fifth period, and sixth period, just to work on this tango, and we still didn't get it down until 3 days before the show.
It's like an 8-minute tango, wasn't it?
It was a long
it was
tango.
So
It looks so cool, though.
Yeah, we were in the back, though.
It did look good, yeah, thankfully. Yeah. If we would have been in the front, Miss Taylor probably would have cut us.
Yeah.
Raven, Radley, and Kingston slayed that, though. Yeah, that was good.
There were a lot of, like, technical moves in the tango, though. Like, so many, like, different, like, foot placement. Like, if your foot was placed in a wrong spot and you jumped, more than likely you were getting dropped.
Yeah, we tried to learn it for fun, and we didn't get too far.
No. It was so difficult. Owen, you dance in DOA.
I do dance in DOA.
We both dance in DOA, actually.
Oh, we actually do. Yeah, you can ask yourself this question.
Yeah.
DOA is a very... It's definitely not as technical as a tango. I can tell by just looking at the tango. It's a very sort of like...
I can concur to that.
It's more fast and loose. It's definitely, like... It's not the easiest thing in the world, but it's like we've run through the whole thing now, and I think it's just polishing. I think it's very doable if we just polish by this point.
Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely not as hard as a tango, but it's still difficult.
It is still difficult.
Because it's a long, I mean, it's not 8 minutes, but I think it's like
4 or 5.
At least. But I think when we all get it together, it will.
I think it'll look really cool.
I think it'll look cool. I'm not a fan that they have to make us leap, though. Leaping's
hard.
That's
my favorite part.
It's so hard.
You guys.
I am not light on my feet when I leap, I found out. It hurts. All right, the next one is kind of fun. What was it like learning fight choreography?
I think it was really fun. I enjoyed I get to, like, kick Danica at one point. Not really, like, I just kind of fake kick, and then it's fun to, like, just move around and lock people up and then hit them with a sword, kind of. It's fake, but it's fun.
Just lock them up and hit them with the sword?
Just, you know, for the show, we will be using real swords.
Oh, good. So. Even better.
That one, I prepare for that.
Oh yeah, totally.
What about
I actually have a real dagger. It's real. It's
I know.
Scary.
Reno stabbed me with it the other day. Not hard, but just.
Why did he get it? He should not get the dagger.
Yeah,
because
no.
Reno's Reno, our little prop thief.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just keep
He's
that
the prop
dagger
thief
on
and the
time.
Lightning thief.
Yeah. As soon as you get into that auditorium, put that dagger in your pocket.
Or anything, lighters, daggers.
Yeah.
Knives, guns, explosives, all in your pocket.
Away from Definitely. Reno.
That leads me to a story about outsiders, but after Molly talks about fight choreography.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I learned how to safely fall in the last couple of shows. I've had to fall in most shows, and I kind of just throw my body like, you know, and leaves a couple bruises. But this time I'm safely falling, which is, it's a nice change.
You remember when me and Reno almost caught the auditorium on fire?
No, I don't remember because I wasn't there. You told me this story. Now tell the audience.
All right, so a little story time action on T for T. This is T, actually, that Miss Taylor never knew about. But
welcome, Miss Taylor.
Don't know
she,
like the...
she will.
We'll find out if you watch this.
So Jacob Stoughton had like a burger from, I think, Mancino's or something like that, and fries. But it was in like one of those white styrofoam like to-go things. And the grease from the burger had set in the styrofoam underneath. And I took my lighter and I was like, and it caught instantly. And the whole to-go thing shot up in flames. And Jacob dropped it, and it got on the auditorium carpet, and the auditorium carpet sparked, and I'm sitting here stomping, taking my shoe off, slapping it. Jacob's burger was burnt to a crisp, and he still ate it. It was bad. It was so bad.
That's a grease fire.
Well, do you remember the time the, I guess all four of us
know that it was going to spark up that fast, but...
When the fire alarm went off during... Adam's family teacher preview because of the smoke. Do you remember that? That was during the teacher preview.
Because they didn't turn the fog machine off in time.
And so it was like all foggy in it.
Forever.
We finished the show run before it went off, though.
It was all
because we were sitting there and we were taking notes and it was like...
I remember I asked Weimer for his question before he could tell us any advice.
This has been a great episode of T for T. I thank all of you for listening, and I thank Biff for letting us use this equipment, and I thank Jenna and Molly for coming here so early in the morning.
Yes, thank you. It's rough. We've had to do it.
Three times this week.
Three times this week, yep. I was trying to think of it. And I'm unplugged.
That's nice.
Tune in. I don't know when the Miss Taylor podcast will be up, but we will be interviewing Miss Taylor, and she will have...
And Miss Fulton.
And Miss Fulton. And she will have
next
a
Monday.
Special theater-related riddle on what the next show will be, so definitely make
musical.
Sure to catch that next musical. Will be.
She already announced the next show.
So.
Really?
Yes, there's going to be a special riddle. So if you all want to know what the next musical might be, tune into the Miss Taylor episode of T for T. This is your host,
and
Owen.
And Miss Fulton.
And Miss Fulton. This is your host, Owen, signing off.
This is your other host, Carter, signing off.